B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Tina, how can we help you, madam?
Well, okay, so I went out with this guy a couple times, and then the last time we went out, I don't know what happened. We had a good time. It's not like we hadn't been dating before, and it was cool. So this last time, I mean, the only thing is, like, I know he said he had never smoked weed, but he was down to try it, so we got a little bit into that, but it was cool, and he's just, like, gone. I don't know where he is at all. He's not calling me back. His name is Dominic.
Okay, I mean, did you do or say or anything weird happen that you think could have?
No. I mean, it was just chill. You know what I'm saying? Like, we've been out before, y'all. Like, this was, like, our fourth date, I think.
Yeah.
So it was just chill. He'd never smoked weed before, and I asked him if he was into it, and he was like, okay, cool. And
yeah.
You know, I don't know.
Maybe you started him down the rabbit hole, and now he's, like, a full-blown heroin addict.
Somebody go check Melia Cass Boulevard.
I'm just kidding. Okay, so, well, listen, we'll try and call him for you next, okay?
Now, back to the second date update on the 10th.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
So we just talked to Tina. She's looking for Dominic. Dominic has disappeared. She said they've gone out like 3 or 4 times. The last time, it was Dominic's first time trying marijuana. Mm. And that went well? Everything was cool?
Yeah, I mean, it was cool. We messed around a little more than normal. Like, it seemed like he got a little freakier. But other than that,
All right. So it was all good.
Are you high right now?
Yeah, she might be.
I mean.
All right. Get it, girl.
Okay, listen, we're going to try and call him for you next, all right?
Hello?
Hi, is this Dominic?
Yeah, who's this?
Hi, Dominic. It is the Get Up Crew calling you from Hot 96.9. It's a radio station. My name's Ramiro. I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa, and I can explain to you, we got your phone number from a girl who likes you a lot. Can I explain what we're offering you?
You're a radio dude?
Yes, but listen, so what happened was we got your number from a girl who wants to take you out on a date, and we'll pay for the date.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it's nothing, it's not like we're not setting you up for anything. I'm going to tell you the girl's name and everything.
Yeah, I have a feeling I know what girl it is, so go ahead.
What?
Do you want to tell us who the girl is? See if you can guess.
Is her name Tina?
It is Tina, yes.
Yeah, that's not a shock. She didn't have to do all this, but I mean, like, yeah, I kind of figured. I don't really date a whole lot.
So what happened with Tina? She said last time you guys had a good time together.
Oh, okay, so you already talked to her. Okay. Yeah. We had a great time together. Let me just tell you about our great time together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's got, you know, the weed situation. I was never like big into weed.
Mm-hmm.
But she'd like, I made these, you know, cupcakes with gummy bears and blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, you know, whatever. I didn't think of anything of it. The problem is, once she left, I went to Mars. I'm a camp counselor.
Yeah.
I came in to work high as f- and I gotta give this drug speech, this anti-drug speech to like a whole room full of kids. I can barely f- talk.
Dominic.
Tito's on the phone. She heard what you said.
Set up.
Dominic.
Nice.
No, Dominic, you just, like, disappear. And first of all, you did not tell me you had to go to work the following
we
day.
Oh, my God, I talked about all that shit. I told you I was a camp counselor. I told you I had to give an anti-drug speech and I couldn't get too high.
Wow. I don't know. I mean, honestly, maybe you did. But to be honest, I was high as the whole night. So, I mean, I'm sorry, okay?
So when I asked you, hey, I'm not going to get super f***ed up eating this, am I? And you said, no, everything's fine. You were so high, you didn't know what you were saying?
Well, I mean, honestly, like, I'm always high, so it's a lot.
Okay, then.
But the thing is,
Tina.
Yeah.
How much weed did you put in like, the food and stuff, the cupcakes?
Okay, so that's what I was about to say, y'all. I apologize, because I think I forgot. It was, like, 6, maybe 7 edibles in, like, each cupcake.
6 or 7?
Oh, my God.
You trying to kill me?
Oh, chill out.
I f***ed up my speech. It was, like, it was so embarrassing. My boss, I gotta go through this whole thing now, because my boss is about ready to fire me.
And you know what? I am happy to provide some cupcakes for your boss. So
oh, my God. It's not funny. It's not a joking matter. So, like, my job is on the line now.
I mean, Dominic,
like,
she didn't force you to do anything. That was your own mistake. So, Dominic, would you be down? Again, yeah. You didn't let me finish the offer. Will you pick the date, the place, the time, all that stuff? We'll reserve everything. We'll pay for the date, you and Tina, one more time. What do you think?
Man, I gotta...
Wow, he's actually
like,
thinking about it.
High, y'all. Yeah. He's still high. He's still paid
yeah.
it.
Mm. I mean,
paid it. Come on.
You know, honestly, we had a great time, but I got to see what's up with my job.
Dom, I want you to know I'm sorry about that. And like I said, if you want your principal to call me, I'll go up there and I'll get cupcakes. To make it all better.
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10th.
A lot of times people get, they get props when they've only dated like one person in their life. You're like, yes. You don't have 9 different guys that you've been with or whatever. Sometimes it's not a good thing when people have had very little sexual experience. And you'll find out why tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10th. 8:10.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.